Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. It is October the 25th. It's 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and hop in our chat room, as many of you do. It's going to be a interesting day today. We're going to run the gamut today. We have Rivers Anselmo will be here. Talking about, Anselmo's Vineyards, but also talking about the latest in court cases and what's going on there. They just got out of the federal court, so I thought we'd do a little catch-up on that, plus what's happening out there. Then Dr. Ray John, of course, being here talking on our monthly visit about animal talk and about what's happening at Haven Humane and other things. Of course, we'll be addressing other topics this morning. But first, we'll address Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. Do you get the feeling, as you go around, that the whole country is holding its collective breath? It's strange. It's a strange feeling, and it's been growing, and I think it's going to hit like a fever pitch in the next week.
Well, I think next week or in 2 weeks on the 6th of November?
Yeah.
It's a big vote. And you know what? Things have changed dramatically in the last month. And, the polls and all that. And here you've got an incumbent president, a sitting president, that's running for his life right now. You know, he's been appearing in the big shows, Letterman and Leno. I don't know if anybody watches those anymore. I assume they do. Well, you know, you can't get any more softball questions than that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. They come out there. Oh, look.
They do everything but kneel at his feet and kiss.
Well, I thought Letterman did that.
Well.
Sure. You know, what do they call when they bow and cross themselves? You know, he's, you know.
If anyway. It's good enough for the Saudi king, it's good enough for our president.
Well, ooh. Hey, Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got Christine Silver. She's got a whole bunch of people coming in tonight, a lot of giveaways for tickets and talking about great stuff tonight. So that's tonight's On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., of course. But, Bob, what's the weather?
Today we're looking for sunny skies, a high of 67 degrees, mainly clear tonight, a low in about 47. Pull out the blankets. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high up going up to 76. And in Reading at this time, we have cloudy skies, 46 degrees in the report, brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, we'll talk to Mr. Anselmo here in a few minutes. But the phone number out there is 474-5546 for reservations. Of course, tonight, Thursday, is pizza night. You know, we were gone a couple weeks ago to Tennessee, and I've bragged about Tennessee since then, about all the business they've got going, no income, no state income tax, the whole thing. But the other thing that Tennessee gave me, I don't know if it Tennessee gave me, I think I've got it in Atlanta, was a cold. A cold or some kind of virus or some kind of fungus that has arrived in my body. But for 2 weeks, it's going on 2 weeks now. As of today, it's been 2 weeks. I'm sitting around here going, and yesterday, you know, Bad Bob and Just Bob and Linda said, go home. It's enough. You know what? It's just enough. So I don't know if anybody else, but when I'm talking to other people say, oh, gosh, yeah, this thing is going around, whatever it is. So I don't know if it's the flu or cold. So watch out there. What I'm trying to say is if you don't have it yet, probably a good idea is not to kiss me or give me a big hug and let us, you know, share.
I'll keep that in mind, sir.
Okay. It's too late for you. I came over and touched you anyway. But the other big thing to do is, you know, those hand sanitizers. Use that. Use the hand sanitizers, you know, to try and keep the germs off you because, you know, you get it, you touch your face like 150 or 60 times an hour. It's some kind of weird number like that with your hands. So you want to keep your hands free of germs. Okay. When we come, see, we're going to be going to our Wells Fargo here right now. And then after that, we're going to be taking a quick break, coming back in, talking a little bit about what's going on in the world. Then we'll be talking to RC Ensemble. But right now, our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. I hope you get better really quickly. Positive earnings reports along with a decline in jobless claims have given stocks a boost this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 68 points at 13,146. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1417. The Nasdaq Composite is up 16 points at 2,998. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Procter & Gamble, trading higher, up $1.87 at $69.95 per share. Bank of America, positive 7 cents at $9.38. Ford, up 27 cents at $10.44. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PG&E, positive 27 cents at $42.18. PepsiCo, up 40 cents at $68.85 per share. AT&T, down 20 cents at $34.51. Treasuries are lower ahead of a government auction this morning. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.84%. For commodities, gold is up $13.70 an ounce at $1,715. Silver's positive 54 cents at 32. Crude oil up 55 cents, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors, and we so much enjoy their advice and them as people, of course. On Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9.06 in the morning. And they're always there in Park Marina Drive to give you great advice on what's happening on Wall Street. Give them a call at 243-7561. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we've got RC and Somo here. We've got a few other things we're going to talk about and just kind of enjoy this morning. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What's that there, Bad Bob?
It's a song by Missing Persons. It's called Words, which I think is a great talk radio theme.
I think you're right. Yeah. Hey, 7:15 in the morning on October the 25th. It's gonna be raining today. It's gonna be cold. It's not gonna be really warm today. It's gonna get really cold tonight. 46.
Yes, it is snuggling weather. Pull out the comforter and get a blanket too.
Well, the Giants last night, of course, went against the best pitcher in baseball, Verlander, and trounced the Detroit Tigers. What was the final score? It was like 8-3. Something like that, and they set a semi-tied a record there. One of their players, Pandora, or whatever his name is. I don't follow baseball, but we've watched baseball for the last three nights because Linda wants to watch baseball. So we watched baseball. And we had a friend come from down the street who's a Democrat. I mean, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. You can't get any more Democrat than Frank.
What was he doing in your house, Carl?
Well, he's a friend. You know, I have friends of all persuasions there, R.C. And he actually comes in, and our dog Snooky goes over and licks him. I think this is possibly the first Democrat she's ever licked in her life. And so she just went over and laid down. I'm not sure she's okay still, but, you know, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Frank came in, and we always have a little spirited debate. But you know what you have in common here is baseball.
Yeah.
You can talk baseball.
I was just noticing something. Women, as a rule, aren't that into sports. But when they do get into it, do not get between them and the TV.
Oh, I tell you, Linda, she is totally into baseball, and she does not watch. She does not understand the terms nor the game or things like that. They go hit and run, and she goes, I thought that's what you were supposed to do, hit and run. I said, well, it's a little bit different than this, or a squeeze play or something. And so I make up different. What's a squeeze play? Well, this is what she goes, I don't think they do that out there. Anyway. Okay. Enough of that. All right. My guest here, who is shaking his head. He's looking down and shaking his head, which he does a lot around here with me.
I don't mean to.
I know. I'm just kidding. Is R.C. Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. And how are you doing today?
Good. Hey, good morning.
It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, I think so.
With me. I know you've been on a couple other shows, but with us here. And we've been, I know you've got a bunch of things going on out at Anselmo's, including a November 10th wine tasting and pairings.
No, winemakers dinner is November 10th, yeah. In lieu of the Marine Corps ball, which I can't seem to land at my facility. I don't know why. We'll have to talk about that later.
Well, the Marine Corps ball is going. But that one you're having that night, though, is we had Chanda in here and John, but it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
I hope so. It'll taste good, that I know.
Oh, yeah. The food sounds wonderful in this. And also, you've got with that going on, then all the grapes have been harvested and all that has started now.
Yeah, our calves are weaned off and the grapes are in the tanks. And this is approaching the end of our agricultural year.
Okay, so is it kind of like you kind of feel like you're putting things to bed here, what else do you have to do here now that the weather's changing and all that?
Just continue to fight for the right to exist.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to take an early break so we can have some extra time to talk about this. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Anselmo's battle with the county and what's the latest that's happened in federal court. We'll be right back.
I was looking at all the light. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for state senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, vice president of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for state senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stovepot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now, hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now, that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is going to do On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. So you'll be, join her tonight at 6 o'clock. She's got a bunch of great guests coming in. 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's cold. It's getting colder out there. So you go in and get that 20-ounce special coffee made for you by the T&B Cuties. And then the finest tobacco prices, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town there at Tobacco and Brew. They've been in business for over 30 years here and supporting our city and our people. Veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Stop by and see Joe and Shelley when you're going by there. Our guest, RC Anselmo. Okay.
Hey, Carl.
Let's go to court.
Okay. Yeah.
You just got back. I think federal court was, what, Monday?
Yeah, October 22nd, the county had a motion in front of the federal court for a preliminary injunction, and the request was to shut down all my businesses, everything that we do, including enjoin the cattle on the Bear Creek Ranch from eating grass.
Okay, did they say how they were going to do that?
You
were going to have to move the cattle, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't go into particulars. They just wanted the order to have them stop eating, close my businesses down, seal the chapel against anyone entering it, et cetera, et cetera. Their legal argument was based on their declaration that we are a nuisance per se. So just simply on their authority, if they say they find us to be a nuisance, then just shut us down based on their own authority to do that. And the federal judge really was not prepared to give anybody dictatorial powers like that. They're going to have to show what harm we do. And they, of course, don't allege that we do any harm, and we never have done any, so they don't have a record of, danger to the public health and safety, or
it's not a junkyard. It's not a bar that people are getting killed at, fights. It's none of these things.
No, they as a matter of fact, well, I wanted to say that it was very humorous. Anybody who's interested could order the transcript from the October 22nd proceedings in Judge Shub's courtroom down in the 3rd Federal District Court. let's see. One of the first questions the judge put to the county attorney was about the chapel. He said, well, they did apply for permits, didn't they? And the county attorney said, yes. And more than once, didn't they? And the attorney said, yes, they did. And the judge said, it's built now, isn't it? And the attorney said, yes. And it looks pretty good, doesn't it? And the attorney had to say, yes, Your Honor, it certainly does. In fact, I can't wait to get inside it and take a look. So we have the county attorney admiring the beauty of the chapel that he wishes to shut down, while he himself is he let people know that he was a Catholic.
Now, this the attorneys for the county where are they from? Are they from here?
No, they're from Newport Beach. Oh. It's Bess and Krieger. So you get to spend $200,000 of the county's budget in Orange County.
I thought they were talking about, and when Larry Leach was on one day, he didn't deny it. Maybe it was maybe he didn't hear it correctly, or maybe I didn't voice it correctly, that it was something like $32,000 a month.
Yeah, it's an expensive case. They're up to over $200,000 now, probably.
Wow.
The other amusing thing was the judge. They were asking, the county attorney was going through his argument of why to close the restaurant. And he pointed out that we have a use permit and we're allowed to have a commercial kitchen and serve food. And it is supposed to be as accompaniment to wine tasting. And the judge said, okay, so that's why scallops, you object to the scallops. You wrote that in your brief. Is that your basis for objecting to scallops? And the gallery was kind of chuckling. And the attorney got frustrated, and he actually kind of stammered at the podium, going, Your Honor, this is a 4-star restaurant. And I'm back in the gallery, and I said, well, pardon me. And then that set people to chuckling. And luckily, the judge didn't admonish me. So
what they're saying is the restaurant is there to accompany the wine tasting. But it's got to be at a certain level. It's got to be at a lower level than it is.
No, I mean that isn't written into the.
Well, I know that, but I mean, but if they're saying is that it's too big a restaurant, serves too many people, it's
too nice a restaurant. It's too successful a restaurant. There's too many good looking broads in the restaurant. I don't know what. But I mean, yes, it was all foolish, and we feel pretty good about the judge definitely sees our side. He actually asked them, okay, so if they were to reapply for the permits you require, is that perfunctory in nature, meaning all they have to do is apply and you issue them? The county attorney said, well, no, Your Honor, no, I can't promise that.
Well, one of the things that was sent to me said something to the effect that I can't quote it verbatim, was the judge said, so it's up to the county then. I mean, the county is kind of like, they can either give you one or not. They've got you so much under control. I mean, what keeps the county from giving them?
Well, he pointed out that the whole thing is a catch-22 situation, which establishes an unobtainability. So when you're required to obtain, and yet they make it unobtainable, where are you then? You know, which, that's exactly where we
are. Where do you go from there? If you have Russ Maul, and I'll just say Russ, or any of his people, Rick Simon, or any of his people, Fern, and Fern's name came up the other day, and I'll tell you how.
Oh, really?
If they say no, you've got nowhere to go to.
No, they like to think that, but this is still, you know, it's not North Korea, it's Northern California.
No, I know that, but if for most people, if they say no, you're there. I mean, you've got no place to go to.
Well, yes, exactly. They compel you by procedure to go to a board of appeals. The judge was interested in that finally today to point out that it doesn't exist, hasn't existed in 20 years. We've asked for it, and in 8 months, they've never even convened one.
Okay, that's the big part. there is no Board of Appeals, and there has not been one in 20 years.
20 years.
Okay, we got to take a break here. That, I think that's the important part. There's nothing established that if you disagree with, with them, where do you go to? This You're just stuck.
Right.
All right. We're going to be right back. R.C. Asomo is our guest. We're talking about court, and we're talking about what can you do if you disagree with the county. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's on the rise today after yesterday's sharp sell-off. Strong earnings from the likes of Boeing are helping to push the markets higher. A better-than-expected report on housing is also giving them a boost, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 15 points. Shares of plastic products maker Spartec are surging on news of a buyout. The company's being acquired by chemical company PolyOne for more than $246 million. PolyOne expects the deal to eventually add 50 cents to its earnings per share. And the U.S. may soon surpass Saudi Arabia as the world's top oil producer. America is expected to produce 10.9 million barrels of crude a day this year, marking the biggest annual gain since 1951 thanks to success with shale and other non-traditional extraction techniques. Saudi Arabia, by comparison, produces 11.6 million barrels per day. According to Citibank, the U.S. will likely produce up to 15 million barrels by 2020. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you too want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bot. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight at 6 p.m. Christine Silver from Topics is going to be here, along with a bunch of other people in Linda's show. So make sure that you listen to that. They always have giveaways for tickets and great other things that are going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's getting cold. You need to have heat. That's Shasta Gas and Propane. Over 4,000 happy customers are served by the Shasta Gas Propane family. And it is family. It's locally owned, family operated. And you got to ask yourself two questions. Are you getting a competitive price? And do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Shasta Gas Propane does. If you're interested in talking to the professionals down there, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Good people doing great work here in Shasta County. 530-365-3793. And they will travel. Yes, they will travel to make sure that you have a warm home. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, R.C. Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. We were talking about, when we finished up in the last segment, that a board of appeals. Now, in the military, people think, okay, once you've been told something, that's it. That's it. You can't, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's absolutely untrue. Even in the military, which is a very strict, run-by-the-rules organization, of course, it has to be, but it allows someone of the lowest rank in the military, in E1, to say these two words. It's called request mass. I need to request mass. And they will go up, and I can request mass to the commander-in-chief, the President of the United States.
Yeah, if it ever got that
far. But he can ask to see the President of the United States, and he has to be allowed to give his story on up the chain. So at some point he may see, and witnesses happen when I was running IG stuff. We had E3s, E4s, E5s get up and see the commanding general, a two-star general, would walk in there and sit down and talk to the general about what was going on in their life. You had an appeal is what I'm saying. You had an appeal. If something happened and that you didn't agree with it and it couldn't be fixed at that lower level, you had a right to go someplace.
Right.
Here in Shasta County, however.
Yeah, you'll find that it's all very carefully engineered to avoid the ability for anyone to dispute the Resources Management Division. They'll have a grading ordinance, which they say is separate from the building ordinance. The procedure for a Board of Appeals pertains only to a building ordinance, etc. But the board itself, this is from the testimony of Russ Mull and Glenn Hawes, has never existed in 20 years. There's ads in the papers trying to recruit for such a thing. If you have a dispute with them today, there is no resolution, and that's why you wind up in court. Now, the proceeding that I was at on Monday, if the county's position would be dreadful in either case. If they win the motion, the headline is, 38 people laid off in Shasta County thanks to Resource Management Division. Is that a good headline? No. If they lose, the headline is Resources Management Division fails to be able to close Anselmo at will. And that shouldn't be ever a possibility anyway. So that's a terrible predicament for them vis-a-vis the community. I don't know how they became so adversarial to us, but they are. I mean, they're very hostile. They seem to not want to create this Board of Appeals because even in mediation, I can tell you that's one of the things they never wanted to do, is to establish the Board of Appeals, which I was willing to pay partly for, because that would remove the ultimate, you know, yay or nay, thumbs up or down power from whoever's the head of Resources Management Division.
It just, you know, like I said, there's got to be a place that if you don't agree, and it doesn't have to be the Resource Managers Division. It could be any division.
No, it's not supposed to be.
It could be any division that says, okay, this is the ruling we've made. Well, wait a minute, I'd like to, who do I appeal this to? And they say, well, you go to your county supervisor.
The state law says that there has to be this board, and it has to be composed. It's called a board of special competence, and it's to enumerate. It must be an attorney. It must be a planner. It must be a licensed contractor. It has to be a banker and a private citizen. Those are the five members of the board. So they want all aspects of the community represented there, so that they can find out if this is really something that will threaten the community or help it. Of course, if there was a board of appeals, everybody would say, he's helping us. Leave him alone. What are you doing? Right?
It appears that that would be, you know what? Yes, because this whole thing is based over permits. Everything you've built out there, if you go out and look at it, if you know, and if you haven't been out to Anselmo's, go out there and just look at it. Everything there is first class. I've had construction people here. They've got no contact with RC. They're not an RC's employee. They don't even know, never even met RC. But have been up there, and they've looked at it, and they're in construction. I mean, high-class construction. They're looking in, and everything they say is, you know, top-of-the-line equipment, top-of-the-line wood, you know, and fittings, everything. Yeah. And they're saying, well, gosh, look at the way they've done this. So it's not that. It's not that at all. The whole thing is permits.
Well,
the whole thing is a permit.
Sure. That's what it is. That's what it is when an attorney is standing there looking foolish and arguing. No. What it is personal vendettas. And if they don't have a mechanism for a personal vendetta, which they never should have in this country, then they have to give you a way to resolve disputes that is fair, equitable, and based in reason and justice and fairness and the whole rest of it.
All right. We'll take a break on that. You know, the thing about the Board of Appeal is, you know, I did not realize until right now, and I should have probably, when you said that this has to be established. And if that's the case, we need to go back and take a look at this. You know, if people really want to go and investigate this, why don't we have a Board of Appeal? And why, you know, and something that if they had 4 years ago, this could have been settled one way or the other.
Remember, I even said, look, I'll pay for it.
That's what you, yeah, I remember you did say that, is that I'll put up an ombudsman, I'll put up something like that so that people will have this.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, R.C. Anselmo is our guest. We're talking about Board of Appeals that could have prevented hundreds of thousands of dollars in expenditures here from our county over permits. We'll be right back.
Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Sirens. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be today?
As he punches it up real quick here, 46 degrees currently in Reading, and we're going to have sunny skies, a high of 67 tonight, chilly low of 47, mainly clear skies, and sunny and warmer tomorrow, and a high of 76 in Reading at the present time. We're looking at 46 degrees, a report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, tonight is pizza night out there.
That's right.
Handmade pizzas. Each one individually made.
Very good.
Cooked in a wood-fired oven, specially made just for pizzas. There, and they are. They're great pizzas. But you need to give a call at 474-5546 because you only make so many pizza doughs out there.
That's right. When they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone, they're gone. But they still have a good menu.
Yeah.
If you get out there a little bit late, as people have, and go, wait a minute, I want a pizza. Well, you should have been here an hour ago.
Get there early and choose what your alternate choices.
There you go.
Gnocchi or something.
Well, Noki's good. Today, starting at 4:30, is going to be the eighth annual. I think it's the soup. What is it? The soup extravaganza. Soup, what do we call it? The soup kitchen. Soup extravaganza from 4:30 to 8 p.m.
Celebrity soup extravaganza.
That's the annual celebrity.
Annual celebrity soup kitchen.
To benefit.
I've got it. For Power to Seniors. That's okay. I know it's easy for you to say there, Bob. It goes from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's on Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall. All the money, all the proceeds go to the Power to Seniors, which helps seniors with their electric bills, as you know, which is rising every year thanks to our green technology, our green forcing us to do gain power by 30% of our power from renewable assets during the middle of a worse recession, and you know, it's happened since the Great Depression. So your electric bills are going to go up 3% no matter what you do, because that's just what it is every year. So over a period of time, by 2020, it'll have gone up over 100% in the last 10 years, well over 100%. So, but today from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. go down and people will be serving you that you've seen on the there will be no politicking going on, but I bet you're going to see a bunch of politicians down there. 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall, Power to Seniors annual celebrity soup kitchen. Our guest RC Anselmo, and we were talking about the Board of Appeals, how there is no Board of Appeals.
No, it's a unicorn here.
It's a fantasy that people would like to see but never have.
No, it's required.
It's required.
And under state law, it's required. And Shasta County, and this is the direct responsibility of the Board of Supervisors themselves. I'd love to be able to ask them, why haven't you ever considered it necessarily a part of your job to provide these resolutions for the people who live here? What is your motive in withholding that from us? You know, there is no good motive. And I was also going to tell you, it works the other way. Because, for instance, Resources Management Division, which is the one that is trying to close me down, of course, right? It also has a responsibility for closing down things that the cops find that is outside of the jurisdiction of the DA. Things like raw sewage running on the ground or illegal, mountains of illegal pesticides and herbicides, things that the cops encounter all the time when they're assaulting Mexican cartel grows and other things. For those environmental crimes on those bases, they have to turn to Resources Management Division to prosecute. Well, not to prosecute, but to issue the summonses. That's in their domain. They've never done that. all year long, the cops haven't been able to force them to do it, even when they show them in person. Look at this raw sewage running on the ground here.
And this is from the marijuana grows that they've been finding, but they can't seem to get the Resource Management Division to issue summons.
No, Resource Management Division is too busy trying to close down my 4-star restaurant for serving scallops. They don't care anything. They're too busy with that to worry about raw sewage and illegal pesticides in mountains that are flowing into the creeks. And now those cops, I got 5 of them, that volunteered to be deposed as witnesses on my side to corroborate our view of the total inept, incompetent unprofessionalism of a Resources Management Division, or its corruption, because it's only one of two things.
Well, let's go back to the Board of Appeals here for a second. Okay, so say there was a Board of Appeals, and this would have started 4 years ago.
No, this should have been 20 years ago.
Well, 20 years, but I'm talking about with you.
It would have been 5 years ago.
I'm just using your case from 5 years ago. They say you're supposed to do this. You say, no, I don't. I don't have to do this. You know, everything's brought in. What it would have should have happened then is say, well, wait a minute. I don't agree with you. Let's go to this Board of Appeals.
Right.
Now, then the Board of Appeals would have made a ruling.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Right. And then from that, if you still disagreed, you could then conceivably take it to the Board of Supervisors, which would have the final say over the Board of Appeals.
All right.
But that's all it would take, yeah.
And then at the end of that, but you still, as a private citizen, could still go forward with a lawsuit if you wanted to, if you disagreed.
Yeah, if you had to.
What you're hoping for and what I would hope for is that this Board of Appeals, being fair and looking at things fairly, would say, okay, and whatever they came up with in the person would say, okay, I agree with that.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example. My ranch office, and you've been there very many times.
Yeah.
It's just 2 horse stalls that have a hole cut through the wall that we can, you know, somehow in some form of adequacy run our business. That was there when I bought the ranch. I did break through the wall and make it 2 horse stalls rather than 1. That's an appurtenance of a ranch. Every ranch has a ranch office, etc. It's pre-existing. It's exempted under many different kinds of laws and codes. Well, Rick Simon says, okay, here's another thing you're in violation of, your ranch office. You never applied for a building permit to break that through that wall. And we're going, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's exempt under this, that, or the other things. If there was a Board of Appeals, you would simply say, would you please tell Rick Simon here how ridiculous he is being? And they would say, yeah, it's ridiculous. Why waste our time with it either? And you're out. And they lay off, and that's it. But no, they made literally a federal case out of my ranch office. It's a federal case.
Hmm? And we're going to take a break on that. It's federal court right now. County of Shasta versus Rivera Anselmo and Seven
Company.
Hills and
right.
Company. Well, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. You got a question for RC, just give us a call at 530-605-4567 or put it into our chat room. But I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? Besides, it's getting to be, it's 46 right now. It's going to be 42 tonight. So what, is your heater working? You know, during the summer we asked you, is your air conditioner working? And if it wasn't working to top-notch performance, we told you to give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Well, now it's starting to get cold. How about your heater? Is it working? Are you staying warm? Can you stay warm? Is it time for a service on that heater? Well, yes, of course it is. And if it is, you go to Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, our friends from Alliance Heating and Air will help you. Give them a call at 221-2642. Any type of heating system. They install high-quality equipment. They maintain it. They make sure that the equipment you have is in great working condition. They clean it out. They clean the filters. All those filters probably need cleaning right now. Give them a call again at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been in business since 1992 in our area here. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, R.C. Insomo, and we've been talking some of the events that are going on out at Insomo Vineyards. But also the main thing is it's in federal court. It's been elevated to federal court, but there should be a ruling
which says whether or not we can remain open while we fight the county or have to close until we go to trial. So that's what the ruling is about. But like I said, from anybody's point of view, either except there's one outcome here that would be positive. The judge rules to deny the county's motion to close me down. Of that, of course, very important to me. But for the county, either thing that they would do, no matter which way the judge rules, they look stupid. Because either they're announcing the 38 more people on the public assistance payroll rolls, or they're saying, we looked kind of foolish there in court and we lost.
Well, they've lost, it's been 10 of the 11 motions so far. If he says that, okay, no, you're not going to close them down, they have a right to remain open, you know, okay. Does it go back then to the county courts here?
No, we stay in federal court and we start going through the whole discovery process for trial.
It's at the federal level. It's not going to be kicked out at the federal level. So it's there.
Right.
Okay.
It's there. Now, some other things that are just going on with us is we do have that winemaker's dinner coming up on the 10th, which conflicts with the Marine Corps ball, but I've never been there. Marine Corps ball anyway. I'm going to try and start going next year, right?
That's well, we hope. Want you to get there. We want you to be with us. Yeah. All Marines should be there.
And then the other thing, very soon we have the London cab service starting. I went and saw the new upholstery in the London cab yesterday at Frank's Upholstery. It was terrific. As when you open that door, you go in there, you're going to go, this is effing nice. You know that.
Well, you know what? And I know that you've redone the whole cab, engines, everything.
Yeah,
on this because I remember that. The engines weren't strong enough to get up the hill.
Right. Never send women to go buy old cars.
So what you have is you. I remember you talking about that. I said, gosh, what have you had to change? Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's all this. It's still the cab. It looks like the cab, but everything in it, it's new. So anyway.
Yeah, my wife did that, and it was very cute. You know, I love her, and she's super helpful to me, but she got involved in the cab. She says, yeah, no, honey, I got it.
Our guests have been RC and some. We've been talking about the federal courts. Let's hope that, you know, I hope that they allow you all to stay open because it's a great place to eat. It's a great place to visit. Stay open, and while we continue this fight, and I wish they could get this fight out of the courts and back into a mediator.
Yeah, sit down.
You're ready to do that, right?
Sure.
Anytime. You've heard him say it. We've got to take a break here. We'll come back with Dr. Ray John, Haven, New Maine.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Whatever you call it, a green on blue or an insider attack, two more American troops killed by someone they hoped they could trust in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
This, the latest attack involved an Afghan wearing a police uniform. It's not clear yet if he was just disguised in it. The man turned his gun on U.S. service members in Uruzgan province in the south. The attack is now under investigation. A surge this year in these types of attacks has forced NATO to suspend some of its training programs for local forces. Dave?
Emily, President Obama was up early.
I've come to Florida today to ask you for your vote.
And then he attacked his Republican rival.
It's another example of the president's goal, comparing and contrasting his record with Mitt Romney's promises.
And unlike Mitt Romney, I'm proud to talk about that plan. Because the math actually adds up.
And in the first time at a rally, he referenced the comments of Indiana Republican Senate candidate Richard Murdoch, saying male politicians shouldn't be making health care decisions for women. With the president in Tampa, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Mitt Romney's ready to rally in Cincinnati, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Now, stop one on this day-long drive through Ohio is this large warehouse at Jet Machine. The word jobs prominently displayed on metal container shelves. It fits the theme of the stump speech. Romney saying he has lived small business, telling voters they can't afford another 4 years of the president. This evening, Romney will be a few hours north of here in Defiance, a usually reliable Republican stronghold with a large General Motors plant. Dave.
Jared, fewer Americans filed new jobless claims last week, a drop of 23,000 to 369,000. There was a slight increase in people signing contracts to buy homes last month, as mortgage rates go up slightly but are still near record lows. Freddie Mac puts a 30-year fixed loan at 3.41%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gold Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold, here we go!
And this season...
Where is the gold?
Someone...
We don't give up that easily.
...will hit the mother lode.
That's great.
And you could get rich, too. Go to goldrushgiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it!
For official rules and details, go to goldrushgiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Hurricane Sandy is battering Cuba and has left two dead in Jamaica and Haiti. Next up, the Bahamas, and then there is fear Sandy will hit the U.S. East Coast hard.
Coastal regions from the Carolinas through eastern Canada are likely to get pounded by surf and suffer coastal flooding as the slow-moving storm moves up the coast. It will also coincide with the full moon, which will elevate the tides on Monday. Inland areas from Richmond, Virginia, D.C. to New York City to Boston may experience heavy rains and strong winds. winds.
Right now we're calling Sandy a tropical cyclone, but it's likely to evolve into what we call an extratropical cyclone, which is very similar to what we see during the winter months, what we call a nor'easter.
Snow may even be an issue at higher elevations in the interior mid-Atlantic and northeast. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A new launch from Microsoft, unveiling Windows 8.
This is one of the three epic moments I've had a chance to participate in.
That's Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Windows 8, designed to run on PCs and tablet computers, said to be the biggest change in the operating system in at least 17 years. With three swings, one giant, pretty much beat the Tigers by himself to start the World Series. Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter, live in San Francisco.
Yeah, Dave, they got a record-tying three home runs from Pablo Sandoval. So was it more a case of the Giants winning the World Series opener 8-3 or Tigers pitching star Justin Verlander losing it?
You give the Giant hitters credit. And second of all, I think probably a little bit of layoff. It's been quite a while since he's pitched. His command was not good, and he just got out of pitching.
Tigers manager Jim Leland, Verlander and the Tigers had a week off. We'll hear more of the same tonight. Detroit's Game 2 starting pitcher Doug Fister has been strong this postseason. The Giants' Madison Bumgarner has not. They've been off for more than a week and a half, Dave.
Ron, the Stones are ready to roll tonight. Their first concert in 5 years, a surprise show just announced in a small club in Paris, prompting a mad ticket scramble. It's a warm-up gig for the big shows in London and New Jersey. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour, 8:05 in the morning on October 25th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be Bad Bob's on the phone right now, but let's talk about just a little bit last hour. R.C. Anselmo was here from the Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company and the ongoing, never-ending court battles that Anselmo was having with the county. And there's two things that came up that I was a little bit – I was – frankly, I had not thought about or really even was aware of. There's a Board of Appeals for the county. I don't know if you knew that. There's supposed to be. Let me put it this way. There's supposed to be a Board of Appeals for the county. It says so, in, I guess, in the state laws. That if you don't agree with something like, say, comes out of resource management or just any of the groups there that makes a decision, you can go to this Board of Appeals. It's made up of the community members, a banker, a city planner, a planner, blah, 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 and a private citizen. There is no Board of Appeals. Even in the Marine Corps, and Dr. Ray John is here, you can be a priv. You can be an E1, the lowest rank in the Marine Corps, and if somebody, you have the right to appeal something via something called Request Mass. And you can go all the way to the President of the United States. It never reaches that point, of course. Is that right, Dr. John?
That is correct, sir.
Am I right? Okay, see, and so why don't we have this Board of Appeal, in Shasta County? I mean, this could have ended not just this lawsuit, but probably other lawsuits along the line. Or at least it would give private citizens who don't have the financial backing, like, say, Anselmo has, to go someplace with this if they didn't like what was going on. I think that, or if they didn't agree with what was going on, if it seemed unfair. I would like somebody that has a chance to investigate something like that. Anyway, but speaking of somebody that knows what's going on, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks have given back some of their earlier gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 34 points at 13,111. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 1413. The NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 2,991. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's positive 14 cents, trading at $25.45. Carnival Corp up $1.20 at $38.97 per share. Coca-Cola positive 22 cents at $37.10. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up a dime at $16.15. North Valley Bank positive 15 cents, trading at 14 even. Bank of Commerce flat to trade at $4.52 per share. For commodities, gold is at $14.30 an ounce at $1,716. Silver's positive 48 cents at $32. Crude oil off a penny at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for your advice. I tell you what, if you want to know what's going on Wall Street, head on down to Park Marina Drive to the Wells Fargo Advisor, see Susan or Josh or Kathy or Chris down there, and find out what's going on in Wall Street. They can tell you about investments. They can tell you what's hot, what's not. So head on down, like I said, to Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Our guest today, and we're going to get to them right after the break, is Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, of course, the director of Haven Humane, and Krista Korinko, who is their public relations and education manager. And she's here, and she's brought a couple of buddies with her. And yes, we're going to be talking about that when we get back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Linda is on assignment today, getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a bunch of great guests, and, you know, they always give away super things on her show. Starts at 6 p.m.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho, 365-2085. Smoked, ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. 8:12 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. It's chilly. Go on down there to Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee, that hot chocolate, that chai. And they'll fix it just the way you want it at a great price. And they walk across there, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans get discounts. 2643. I keep throwing one into all my numbers here for some reason. 2643 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, been supporting our community for over 30 years. Stop by and say hello. Our guest today, as I said, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, the director of Haven Humane, and Krista Korenko, who is the public relations and education manager, and she has the two buddies that I was talking about are the twins that she is just carrying around with her right now.
Yeah, they go everywhere with me right now. They're not ready to come out to the world yet.
They're not. But I, you know what? And I just, but what a happy person you are here.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And you know what? It's. Yeah, just glowing. Yes, glowing. That's the word. They would use that word, glowing, you know?
Somebody at work told me that. You're glowing, and I shut the lights off. Well, how about now?
I see two future Marines.
There you go, two future Marines. Okay, Ray, let's go on. You've got like a thousand things going on right now.
Oh, my life is very complicated right now, but it's a happy complication. We're just finishing our beautiful 10,300-square-foot Morgan Adoption Center with 67 new kennels and 75 cat areas.
Wow.
And it's state-of-the-art with radiant heating in the cement. It's absolutely wonderful. I've had a ton of visitors come see it recently. We're opening in the mid-December, and I'll be able to provide service for the entire city of Redding and the entire county of Shasta County to take in any stray dogs, captured dogs, surrendered, whatever. So, Carl, this is huge. It's been talked about in this county for 25 years. I met with Larry Lees yesterday, the CEO of the county, and we both were sitting there and saying, it's been talked and talked to death, and finally, with Larry's help, the county, the wonderful supervisors, we've got it together.
And well, you know what? Here's a big shout-out. Big shout-out. Of course, Larry Lees is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And to the supervisors for finally getting this together that we could do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe we should put you in charge of getting either a new jail or, you know, or something like that, too.
Well, the funniest one was Tom Bazenko was down looking at the shelter with me, and he says, we didn't tell you on the contract, Ray, but this really isn't an animal shelter. It's the new jail.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's probably...
It would work.
Let's not even go there because, you know, that just opens me up for all types of things that I could say there. That,
but anyway,
you've got a way to handle them all right down there. So
we're really excited. And I think the thing is that it's going to be important is we will turn the former shelter into an isolation building. So when a new dog comes in, if it's diseased or has a problem, will be under scrutiny for 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. If it passes, then it moves off to the adoption center. So we'll have healthy animals for all of our friends to visit.
Now, what about all the kennels you have already in the original building? Are they still being used then, besides just for that? Or so
they'll be used for that, and they'll also we still do protective custody. You know, if a robber robs a bank in this town, the dog's in the car, the police get the robber, I get the dog. And we do a lot of that. We do a lot for Women's Refuge.
I never even thought of that.
So we have a huge isolation protective custody unit to keep bad people from getting back to their dogs. They're all...
Or people that are in trouble, in the Women's Refuge, that you have their dogs and cats.
During the fires, that was a big one.
Yeah. Well, you got it all. You got
a lot of it.
If you wanted chickens, we know where to go to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we picked up 111 animals in the Ponderosa fire, which was, and thank God we have three pastures now, because we were able to put up 11 horses, 2 llamas, and 2 goats, and give them separate pastures. And we've really expanded. The whole 8 acres is now full and looks beautiful. So we're manicuring it now, and we're really excited about the public coming to see what we've done.
Well, you know, there's been so much they've done. And you, Krista, I mean, it's your job to get the word out, and you've been doing that. So, you know, and education, what are some of the programs you've got going on over there?
Some of the programs, we have a Junior Haven Kids Club. It's for kids ages 10 through 17, so it's a wide variety, and they're a fun group of kids. They come in, and it's kids that kind of have a drive to help the animals, but they're a little young to be a volunteer, some of that age range, and they've done things like a couple years ago when we first started, they did a big fundraiser and then raised enough funds to get a good portion of the kennels painted in bright colors. So instead of the concrete color. We had blue and yellow and green, which is now carried over to the new building.
That's good.
Yeah.
You need bright colors.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's see. Another one. We're going out to schools. We've been targeting fourth and fifth graders and talking about animal care. What's that, you know, an animal to live needs food, clean water, and a shelter. But what do they need beyond that? What care do animals need beyond that? And then the big one we're really pushing is animal safety and how to bite prevention. That's a big one.
Especially bite prevention.
With kids, yeah.
How to prevent you from the kids from being bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them about
or not
the
biting
tree.
The animal.
No, okay. We're making sure the kids don't bite animals. No. we're teaching the kids about how to be safe around dogs. A few small signals, like as far as dog body language, that the dog's telling you it's not comfortable. Like a big one with the holidays coming up right now. If I can stress to parents, please don't teach kids to hug and kiss dogs.
Oh, yeah, because the dogs right now are under some stress because all the new people in and all
that.
Yeah,
or even just at any point. Because young children, they don't realize, okay, well, they can hug and kiss their dog at home, but then they'll go up to another strange dog.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think about it, if you look at that maneuver, a kid going over puts a shoulder and an arm around the dog's neck and shoulder.
Right.
And then they put their head close to the dog's face. If that was
that's
two dogs.
That's an intimidation thing, right?
Yeah, if that was two dogs, it'd be guaranteed a fight. Not all dogs tolerate it from kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, they think they're going to get that nice, cute holiday picture, but it very well...
be a holiday picture you don't want.
Oh, yeah, we've got too many ugly pictures in our animal race. So we really talk about that.
And then the dog's punished for something that the dog does instinctively.
Yeah.
But I mean, even nice little dogs, they feel intimidated, they feel scared, you know, they try to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There are so many great things happening with Haven Humane, and I'm talking about, not only just fundraisers, but things that you can do to help animals, and all the stuff is happening here in the next month or two. So we want to talk about some of that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. But I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Free. Is anything really free anymore?
The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot.
I got
to
get these cameras turned back on.
October the 25th. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. No, it's probably not a good idea to turn those cameras back on. You know, sometimes it's a good idea, sometimes it's not a good idea. This probably wasn't a good idea right then. Hey, this... We were talking about marine stuff there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right. Go down and visit our neighbors and your neighbors down at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and all the surrounding North State. They take a great deal of pride in finding the right car for you, the right car, truck, or SUV, whether new or previously owned. And then, of course, their service center is second to none. Not only will they sell you a great vehicle, they'll take care of it in a very, very professional manner. That's Reading Crown Motors down on 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Or give them a call at 223-2177. They will help you out. And you're looking for a car. That's a big purchase. Go on down there and see Reading Crown Motors, local. Our guest, Dr. Ray John, from Director of Haven Humane, and Krista Korinko, who is the Public Relations and Education Manager here.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what are some of the other things that are going on here?
Well, the biggest day of the year for any Marine is November 10th. That's our birthday this year. It's 237 years. And to celebrate the birthday, besides the Marine Corps Ball that night, we're going to have the first annual hot dog fashion show and champagne brunch sponsored by KRCR-TV and Enjoy Magazine. It's Saturday, November 10th from 11 to 2 at the Holiday Inn. Some of the celebrities are going to be modeling their outfits with their dogs. Carl Linda Bott, Larry Lees, John Truitt, George Winship, KRCR's Chelsea Kay, Shea Arthur, Mark Mester, James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and Captain Leanne Smith. And the fashions are being donated by Dandelion Susie's Men's Warehouse and Eddie Bauer. The MCs will be the very, very super Tracy Leong from KRCR and yours truly, who's going to MC in the morning and then proudly MC at night at the Marine Corps Ball. Well, it's a double MC day. Tickets are available at the Enjoy, the store on Placer, All Animal Grooming on Lake, and, of course, Haven Humane. Any questions, call us at 241-1653. And, Carl, I can't wait to see what you're going to wear.
I can't wait either. Now, Linda and I are going to be there. Of course, we want to participate, and we're looking forward to this because we get up early that morning to get in and do this.
Yes.
And then we may even bring Elk Killer with us.
Uh-huh.
You know, our Elk Killer, our dog. The dog that that last night licked a liberal Democrat. And that came on over, and she just loves him. He comes over, and I think it's the first liberal Democrat she's ever looked.
Taste testing.
It was. She licked it. Oh, she liked it. She ran around, she came back and licked him again, so I brushed her mouth. And I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we're going to be there, and we're going to either with Elk Killer or we'll have one of your pets
right
out there. We'll walk down, and we'll do this. And then after we finish there, we will run out to the car, race home, and then get ready for the Marine Corps Ball that night. You're going to MC, but I'm going to sit at a table and whoop it up.
Yeah, and you know, it's a nice time to to push that night. We have a 5.5-year Hanoi Hilton veteran coming, a POW.
Yes, absolutely.
He normally has extremely high fees, but he's doing it as a favor to Chaplain Westling,
right,
who's our chaplain of our Shasta Marines. And if you've ever heard a POW really hear what happened in Hanoi Hilton, it will change your life. It will change your life. I if you have to do two things that day, come to the Fast Show in the morning for some laughter. Come to the Marine Corps Ball at Wind River that night for some real look at history.
I think it's like $35 a ticket, but yeah, there's spots here for like 200 people, and I know right, that the tickets are going fast. But this gentleman, I have heard former residents of the Hanoi Hilton speak,
yeah,
and it's amazing to hear them speak and just level turns, even with some humor in it, the things that happened to them under the care and treatment of the North Vietnamese. I mean, it was just, terrible. And but this man, as to have almost every one of them, have turned it around into a positive part. And he speaks to audiences, as Dr. Ray John has said, all over the world and big companies and everything about positive thinking and keeping a positive attitude, and how even when things are in the darkest, you can still find things to be positive about.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be great, and I'm truly looking forward to this also.
It's going to be exciting.
It is going to be an exciting thing.
And Krista, we got something else going that I'm not quite even sure what it is. Would you tell us?
I'll tell you in a minute.
No, just keep going. We've got about 45 seconds.
Oh,
or if you want to wait, if it's going to be longer than that, we'll just let Ray and I prattle on about something else.
Well, it's a pity party we're going to have.
Oh, okay.
I can
okay
get the details afterwards.
No. Yeah, it would be afterwards. It's a
that's
pity
a great
party.
Tease.
It is. It's a pity party, but it may not be what you're thinking of out there, my friends. But that's going to be happening soon. And again, on November 10th, the... And what's it called? The
hot dog.
Hot dog.
H-A-U-T-E. Hot dog.
I think it's
going
to be great. You know, we're really looking forward to this.
It's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see. I don't want to see Carl, but I want to see Linda.
Oh, yeah. She's down from my name's Susie. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Among President Obama's four stops today, Chicago for early voting.
I can't tell you who I'm voting for. It's a secret ballot.
The president in Tampa, then it's Richmond, Chicago, and Cleveland. Mitt Romney's on a bus tour of Ohio.
A concert-style rally in defiance caps the night off. That town, which the Republican ticket carried by a wide margin 4 years ago, is home to a major GM plant. This state's 18 Electoral College votes are seen as critical to Romney's path to the White House.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Police in England tracking down potential sex abuse victims of a kids TV show host who died last year.
300 victims, the vast majority making allegations against Jimmy Savile. 130 of those have so far been interviewed.
Sky News correspondent Martin Brunt in London. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We're so lucky the mics don't leak during the break.
8:35 in the morning, October the 25th. We're just talking about some things that had happened in Iraq. Yeah. You know, they seem funny yet. Now, maybe they weren't quite as funny.
Remember, there's two little children in the room.
That's right. That's right.
You know. And they can't hear mumbling now.
They hear mumbling now. That's right. What, you're what, about 3 months?
I'm about 6 months. I'm 3 months away from...
Oh, you're 6 months. Well, I tell you what, for having twins, and I said this earlier, Krista, you are in great shape here. I mean, I mean, you look, you don't look like you're carrying, 6 month-old twins here.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Thank you very much. You know the right things to say. I love it. You're my new favorite person.
Oh, thank you very much. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They're great people, too. It's right off Athens Avenue. You can get your haircut down. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, which means that Bad Bob gets both.
And I'm a senior veteran. I could get a haircut.
You could get a haircut. And you know what? They may even charge less for you. Unless there's a hunting license there to find it. So, anyway, it's Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm going down there this week because we have a lot of things going on. And you got to look your best. And you can do that from Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Okay. Dr. Ray John is our guest. Heads up the director of Haven Humane. And he brought with him Krista. Krista Karinko.
Lots of K's
there, who is their public relations and education manager.
Yeah.
Okay. You talked about a pity party.
Yeah.
Now, when I think of pity party, I think of people going, oh. Okay, but it's not that.
No, it's not that. Well, I guess some people might go, oh.
Yeah, some people might. The pities might.
Yes. It is a pity party, and it's to fix your pit bull or your pit bull mix. And
yeah, so there might be some whining going on there.
Yes. We got some funding from SAFE, Saving Animals from Euthanasia in the North State, and a generous grant from VCA Charities to help us do this one-day event. And it's on November 12th is the pity party. And the animal must be a pit bull or pit bull mix. So, you know, bring a little chihuahua in, we'll go, nah, I don't think so. you have to be a resident of Shasta County and proof of that. And you have to pay a non-refundable $25 cash copay, which is still a fabulous price for spay or neuter.
Yeah, this is a spay or neuter. And this is for the pit bulls or pit bull crosses.
Yes. Yeah, and they need to get that non-refundable $25 cash copay in to the clinic and get themselves on the schedule no later than November 5th.
Okay,
so
what's
that
the number
day
there?
Filled up. Yeah. It's 241-1658.
So how many can you take?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
You
but
could probably
you
take
know,
a lot.
Yeah, we can take a good amount.
We do 35 to 45 a day.
So yeah. So you can do
yeah.
that.
We
can
and
do
I think we're going to dedicate this whole day
the
to that.
The whole day.
So we're going to be able to take even more.
Okay.
But there is limited space. So if people want to jump on that and have a little pity party with their little pit
okay,
bull.
Okay, so if you have a pit bull, or maybe your neighbor next door has a pit bull you'd like to have them fixed, and you just say, you know, hey, I know you've been wanting to do this, or if you have puppies, you might have some that are getting ready to be handed out, or yeah. whatever you do with them. It's a time to bring them down there and get them fixed.
Absolutely.
And this is, you know, the thing is you know, and I need to say this, is that the crematorium down there at Haven Humane mm-hmm. can hold 1,500 pounds of animal.
Yeah.
Whether it's roadkill or animals that have not been collected or animals that can't be adopted or sick or whatever, mm-hmm. it holds 1,500 pounds. And this is used on a real regular basis.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately. Now, nobody wants to do this. I know yeah. I know this bothers Ray John and where he doesn't, and I know it bothers Kristen or Krista, and it bothers me. But the reason it happens is because people don't spay or neuter their animals. And
oh,
here's
yeah.
a great deal
yeah.
to have. Hey, we're going to come down $25 and you get your animal spayed or neutered.
Yeah, it's a great deal. I mean, $25, that's awesome. So
and you know, the good news, we're reaching 5,000 this year. 5,000, the most we've ever done in spay and neuters. And that means there's 5,000 dogs or cats that are not reproducing all over the place.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that.
Yeah. Bob?
I had a quick question. A lot of deer on the road these days. If somebody clips one, do they call you?
Call,
especially if it's injured only?
Yeah, call us, Bob. We go 24 hours a day and get deer. What tends to happen, Bob, if they've been involved with a car, usually the brake's pretty severe and we have to euthanize the deer on the spot. Mm. Occasionally, like the other day, we'll pick up a fawn near a dead mother deer.
Ah.
And then we have a secret place where we hide our fawns that we captured the year over in Igo-Ono. Under safe conditions, and then the last week of October, we release between 17 and 20 every year out into the wilds.
Fantastic!
But that's great.
Yes, yeah,
so I didn't know that.
We don't advertise it.
You just did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? We have to be careful about. If you go and see a fawn by itself, Bob, you got to remember, if it's by itself, the mother might be out foraging for food. If you
right.
touch it,
yep.
you've just sentenced it to death.
Yep, right.
Yeah,
so then we take
alone.
It in, leave them alone,
that's right.
call us, we take it. If it's a fawn, we can't find the mother, we bring it to our secret location, and then we're going to load up the big unit and take them far north and release them. And
yeah.
A noted celebrity has offered us 900 acres to release them on where it's a hunting free zone.
Oh, that's great.
So they'll.
So at least they have a chance to get past that first year.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. They do.
Okay.
And the secret location is because they get such excellent care, but to stay a wild animal, they need to not have all the visitors and get used
that's
to
right.
people.
That's right.
Well,
you can't do that. They've got. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You've got to keep them out there so they're foraging on their own.
Oh, yeah. It's very, yeah. very strict, protocols on
sure.
dealing with them. I've got a big background in exotic animals, so okay. working with. So.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She came to us from, where was it?
Well, I have a degree in exotic animal training and management.
Are there degrees? Wait a minute. We got to take a break. Can we talk about that just for a second?
Sure.
We come back. I know we
yeah.
have a lot of other things. But
yeah.
one of the things that we're doing with our regular monthly animal talk with Haven Humane is meeting the people from Haven Humane so people
uh-huh.
can get to know you all.
Uh-huh.
And so this is and realize what a great place this is. It's much more than just drop your dog or cat off.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's so many things that it's done for the community. And when you hear something like this, I've got a degree in exotic animal training. I didn't
yeah.
know you could get a degree in that. But we'll come back right after this message. Carl and DeBott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Thank you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replace the tires.
then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today, for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, today, again, at 4:30 at the Vet Center on Yuba Street is going to be the Celebrity Soup Kitchen, and you get to go down there, and all the proceeds from the soup kitchen are going to go to seniors, or Power for Seniors, which is helps out our seniors that are having a little problem paying the electric bill. And we all know electric bills around here are just... No matter how good REU is, it is still high. And that's just the way it is. So sometimes the seniors that are on fixed budgets are having problems with this. Well, all this money that for this soup kitchen, this is like the eighth year in a row, and they've raised over $300,000 over the past 8 years, has gone to help seniors and their electric bills. So head on down there between 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight, or today, to the Celebrity Soup Kitchen, and help out some seniors. Okay, today our guests are Dr. Ray John, Director of Haven Humane, and Krista Korinko, mm-hmm. who is their public relations person and education manager.
Yeah.
And she has a degree in exotic animal training.
Yes.
Which we were just, you know what, she just kind of dropped that on us here right before last break. How do you get a degree in that? And what, I mean, how do you do that?
Well, there's a school down in Southern California in the Moore Park area, Simi Valley, Ventura yeah. County area. Yeah. And the school itself has 150 of its own animals. So ranging from, I mean, my college days were dealing, well, okay, it was actually a lot of cleaning up of poop. We called ourselves glorified fecal experts. But it was, I mean, we had animals there ranging from, I worked with an African lion there. I never went in with that particular animal, but camels, baboons, they had all kinds of monkeys, hyena, what else, black leopards and All kinds of critters.
People don't realize, but I think they do now because it's been getting a lot of news in the last 3 or 4 years, is that these chimpanzees are really can be quite dangerous animals.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you see the little ones in the, you know, in the movies, but the large ones are extremely strong and extremely aggressive.
Yeah. Well, and the ones you see in the movies are only, they are youngsters, like you said. They are only up to 2, 3, 4 years old at the most. And then that's what you see on TV. And then they spend another, you know, 40, they can get up to 40 years old or so in captivity. So people don't always realize that, but.
And they've had people who have had just terrible experiences with this.
With any animal, you can't ever lose respect for the fact it's a wild animal.
Or domestic, even. Yeah. Do you get any exotic animals ever?
Yeah. Yeah, we get at the shelter. Well, any phone call having to do with an animal, our animal regulations department goes out and gets. And so we'll get hawks and, I mean, the usuals, possums, hawks. Owls.
We've gotten a 12-foot python.
Yeah.
What do you do with
big
that?
Big snake.
I stay in my office direct from that.
I understand that. Yeah. Hey, somebody pick up that python.
We usually call some group that rescues that type of, in the case of the python, we got an outside group.
Other animal rescue.
The snake wrangler.
Your snake wrangler, you know. You worked with some movies before, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked for a while training animals for movie and TV work and did a little bit with, Cat in the Hat and Drew Carey Show, some old shows, Judging Amy, stuff like that.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So I understand that they have better working conditions, the animals do, than the actors do. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it depends. I mean, it depends, like, if your name is Jim Carrey, that's not the case.
Oh, really?
You know, then he's treated very well and stuff. I'd say everybody's treated well. I'm not going to. But the extras are kind of herded in and out at times and stuff. It was interesting to
tell
really
me,
get one.
What was the one, I'm probably breaking a secret here, but what was the one where they used about 15 dogs, but the public thought it was one?
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah, we did the, Cat in the Hat with, his name's not going to come to me.
Jim Carrey was in that?
No, he did the Grinch one.
Oh, the Grinch, okay.
The other guy. Anyway, there was probably 6 or 7 dogs that played the one main character dog. So
they just
funny.
You find all the ones that kind of look alike. Mm-hmm. Then they've got stand-in dogs, and they have probably stunt dogs.
Yeah, and then they have they called them stuffies, and it was the dog, like, if they had to, like, throw the dog across the room, they're never going to let that happen with a real dog.
Right.
So they have the.
A stuffed dog
dogs.
That looks like them.
Yeah.
When they kick around. So. This is, you know, that was the one in, that one with Cameron Diaz and, when they did that one, something about Mary
something
and the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, out the window.
Out the window. He has it by the crotch. I mean, it's the whole thing is great. Okay. That must have been a stuffy.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break here before we get to our last one. Oh, guys, we're having a good time here. I did not realize you could get a degree in exotic animal training. I should have known that. And here I have wasted that GI Bill. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support. Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Well, I won't back down.
All right.
No,
welcome back.
One more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, tonight, on the spot with Linda Bott. You don't want to miss that. Christine Silver from Tapas. She's going to be giving away things. Not Christine, but Linda. Linda gives away things all the time. She gives away tickets. She gives away facials. She gives away, like, hair things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. She'll give away neuters at the, she'll give away free neuters. Yeah, for dogs. That's right.
Pity parties,
this thing. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know, I have got 150 Harley Davidson tchotchkes. I guess that's what you call them. Because my friend here, Dr. Ray John, was selling them and raising money for Haven Humane. And I said, somebody offered like $10. I said, aha! And I ran over there, and Linda was trying to pull me away from the tables as I bought everything. Harley Davidson stuff. Because Harley Davidson is an icon. And Redding Harley Davidson is offering great motorcycles at great prices for our local residents here. Anybody. And, of course, the North State. Ernie and Jessica, it's the second generation are there, and Nathan will make you a great deal on the bike of your dreams. Head on out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117. And if you want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, then you need to go out to Redding Harley Davidson. Great people out there. Okay, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, our director of Haven Humane, and Krista Korinko. Uh-huh. Public relations and training and exotic trainer graduate, exotic animal trainer graduate. You were talking about the volunteers, which makes Haven Humane work.
Yeah, absolutely. And with our new building coming in, we're going to need lots of help. And so we're really looking right now at revamping our volunteer program and streamlining it, making sure we're going to be able to utilize our volunteers that we get in. People that want to help, we want to get them going to where they feel utilized. We are using their skills and using them to the best of their abilities and making it work.
But if you're going to volunteer and give your time, you want to feel like it's worth something.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have so many people out there wanting to help. So if you can direct them correctly, there's just, you know, it makes their volunteer time a lot better. And
absolutely.
And it brings in more people.
Yeah.
So that's
super. And we're looking at splitting it now into job descriptions so that people can sign up for time slots. And this is your job for, you know, help the cats or take cats to visiting for people and cleaning up and kitten cuddling and, you know, all that stuff.
Kitten cuddling.
Kitten cuddling,
is that a volunteer job?
Yeah, we could turn it into one. Well, really? Yeah, okay, you might have to do a little cleaning here and there.
Oh, you have to clean first, then cuddle kittens.
We'll see, you know, there's a give and take there. There's the reality to animals, and then there's the hug them, love them, and... Well, watch out hugging dogs.
We don't hug dogs.
No. Well, especially strange dogs.
Strange dogs.
You've got to get kids to learn to just pet. And.
Yeah, anyway. Pet them. And also, like you said, training them to look at those signals that a dog will give that says, don't really touch me right now.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't even, you can't tell them people. Maybe we should have classes on, you see this in a person as they're coming at you. Probably don't want to just, pat him on the head or something.
Okay. Give him a hug.
All right. So, the volunteers.
So please, volunteers to call if you're interested. 241-1653. We've got the pity party.
Pity party is for neutering and spaying pit bulls. It's only going to cost $25. It's on November the 12th.
Call by November, or get your money in, $25 in by November 5th.
Okay.
241-1658.
That's a great deal. And, of course, Hot Dog.
Hot Dog, the very fabulous hot dog fashion show in Champaign, Bronx.
And that's going to be on November 10th. And where do you call for tickets for that?
Call 241-1653. And you can see Dr. John MC. And you're going to be showing some awesome fashions along with Linda.
That's right, Linda. Well, Linda will be showing awesome fashions. I'll just be walking alongside her. And we may bring, Elk Killer. So if you want to see what Elk Killer looks like in real life.
I can't wait.
Well, we're going to have to find a big enough collar and chain for Elk Killer. Because we don't want Elk Killer getting loose. There could be people licked to death.
I got my exotic animal degree.
You could come in there probably and do wave your hands in front of them and stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever we have an exotic animal like a lion come in, I get behind Krista.
There
with
you go.
Her
the
training.
Chair and the whip,
there
like
you go.
The old
right.
fashioned. There you go.
She does a beautiful job. Hey, Carl, thanks for having us today. This was really great.
Oh, this was
fun. You all do such great work for our community. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be on a remote. Linda will be right here in the studio, but I'll be on a remote for the North County Stand Down for our veterans out in Anderson. And so come on down and see us. Ted Leidy will be with me, my buddy who teaches NRA classes. We're going to talk about that, but especially be down there for our stand down. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We got a lot of good guys in here today. We really have.
Right.
Which one are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. This time, it might actually happen. A ceasefire in Syria, temporarily at least. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
The Syrian military have announced they'll stop fighting for 4 days, starting Friday. The ceasefire brokered by the UN Arab League envoy to the country, Lakhdar Brahimi, will see a break in fighting for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. But government troops say they'll still respond to gunfire, roadside bombs, or rebel advancements. And not all the rebel groups have signed up. Many say they don't trust the regime to keep its promises. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Prosecutors in Colorado say 17-year-old murder suspect Austin Reed Sigg has confessed to killing a 10-year-old girl and a separate attack on a runner. He's just made his first court appearance. While Hurricane Sandy batters Cuba, forecasters are warning what it could do to the U.S. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Lisa, Sandy is already blamed for deaths in Cuba. She's now attacked.